sisters and brothers, we begin this great season. The Holy Father Francis in Rome today gave one of those little small booklets out, not exactly the same booklet, but something like it, to about 50,000 people in the great square of St. Peter's. And I thought to myself, you know, instead of having you pay for those booklets, I should have just given them to you. But someone reminded me that he had more money than we did. So I hope you'll use those little booklets. We have sold out, actually. We sold about 1,200 of them for our people. But you can go online, and there's a little script there outside of Mass tonight where you can pick that up. I just want to give two thoughts tonight, because I know you're anxious to get back to Mr. Oscar. But I just hope that what was said last week by T. Siriaca from Together in Mission, I was really disappointed, I got to tell you. We have a goal of 215,000, and we received in pledges or in the amount this last weekend of about 48,000. That's not 215,000. And my brothers and sisters, you know, I'm an old man, so it wouldn't bother me to tell the Archdiocese, forget about it, we're not going to do anything this year, or we're going to do less. But I don't want to do that. Because as that film suggested to us, we're all Christ, and we all belong to each other. We've got 80 parishes and schools in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles that are dirt poor, that can't open their doors, that have no opportunities to do half the things, a third of the things that we can do here. So I really beg you to once again ask yourself tonight, can I make whatever small, whatever large, whatever you can do? There are these nice little envelopes in the pews. And so if you were supposed to bring them back this week, for God's sakes, put them in the collection. If you haven't done it yet, I invite you to please consider that in this holy, great week, because I just don't want to disappoint those parishes and schools. They have to continue to do the work that's being done in this diocese. It's the best thing that the Archdiocese does. Now, I know I'm being taped, but that's the fact. It's the best thing this Archdiocese does is to have a support from all of the communities, 280 communities, all taking up this offering and all supporting each other. It's 10% of our ordinary income, so we're not charged more than other places according to what we can do. We're the second largest community in the Archdiocese, so our goal is large. So I just hope you won't just sit there and look at me again tonight, but that you'll do something about that, because we really do want to support our brothers and sisters and help them in a very special way. So I invite you to do that this evening or soon, if you could. That would be a wonderful gift and blessing. And thank you for those who did it. So, this Sunday talks about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ going out into the desert. So on Wednesday, we started at 4:30 a.m. I got up at 4:30 and over here because Jim Finley was here at 5:30. We had a beautiful prayer together for an hour. We had ashes coming and going from morning to night. I gave up more ashes, I think, than there were in the world on Ash Wednesday. We finished about 9:30. I was beat to blazes. So I finally got up again into bed, and then it dawned on me. I had to be downtown at 6 a.m. Thursday morning. I forgot about it. I said, oh, my God. So I got up again at 4:30, went down there, and I went out to the desert, just as Jesus suggests that he went out to the desert. Well, I went out to the desert. My desert happened to be not the Sinai Peninsula where our Lord went, but Palm Springs. So out I went at 6 a.m., met this fellow, and we went out there for a round of golf. Now, Thursday is my little day off. That's all right. You can hear things on a golf course as well as you can in the Sinai Peninsula. And that's the truth. So this is what happened. I went out there and played the reserve, which is a friend of mine is a member, and I would never have gone on except through that, but it was a wonderful gift. And so we went out at 8:30. And we played the front nine, and then this foursome ahead of us were as slow as blazes. And, you know, I'm all wound up. I'm exhausted, can hardly walk, but I'm wound up, you know, because I've got so much going on. And so I don't relax. I don't take it easy. Even when I'm golfing, I'm rushing. Well, I've got a friend of mine who is with me, and he is as slow can be. So I stood there on the 10th hole looking at this foursome. And they saw me, and they said, would you like to go in front of us? I said, yes, we will. So off we shot into the cart, and I said to my friend, "Now hit that ball. Come on, let's get going." And he hit the ball here, and he hit the ball there. And he said, "I can't take this pressure." And I said, "Pressure? We're just trying to get ahead of this foursome." But that's me. That's what I do. And I came home on Thursday night. I was embarrassed. And I woke up the next morning, and for one reason or other, I don't know what happened. I went out for a ride, and then I came back, and I just didn't rush the morning. And it dawned on me. You know, I'm really doing violence to myself, and I'm doing violence to other people by my continued pressure, my going all the time. It's not good. So even on a golf course in the desert, you can hear not only your sin, but you can also hear the things that you need to do. And so it strikes me, my sisters and brothers, that that's the message of our Lord and Savior on this first Sunday of Lent. He's telling us to slow down. He's telling us to be more deliberate. He's telling us to be attentive and not do violence to ourselves and to others. Now, to just augment that a little bit, I was at a retreat that same day, Friday, with the faculty of our great high school. And one of our women teachers read this from Thomas Merton, and it stunned me because Merton is just this great man of the last century and did so much wonderful writing. This is what he says, and it's a little bit, it's not as quite as easy to hear, but I want you to listen to this. He says, "There is a pervasive form of contemporary violence to which the idealist most easily succumbs. Activism and overwork, the rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form, of its innate violence. To allow oneself to be carried away, listen to this, by the multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone in everything, is to succumb to violence. It destroys the fruitfulness of one's own life and work, because it kills the root of inner wisdom, which makes our work fruitful." Now, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it makes a ton of sense to me. That, you know, we're talking about violence in Iraq or in Yemen or some other place, but what about our own violence? The violence of our lives, the violence of this incredible, pervasive noise and activity and action and things that we continue to do. My brothers and sisters, I beg you and I beg myself, let's make that our practice in this great season of Lent, to just slow down enough to be attentive to people, to be attentive to the moment, to the now, to live in the power and the gift and the grace of now. You could be sitting there looking right at me and you're already at dinner. We do that. To just let that race of our lives become a trot. That's my hope. So as we begin this great season, I pray that it'll be a wonderful time. I hope it'll be our very best Lent. Best Lent that any one of us has ever had. That's what I hope for. And I think if we just slow down enough to listen to that voice inside us and to be attentive to that and to do less violence, it will be everything we want it to be. So bless you, thank you, and let's have a wonderful Lent together.